Alright, the next big holiday on Luach is Shavuos. Shavuos is very different than all the other Yamim Tovim. In the Chumash, we always have a calendar date that the Torah sets forth for every holiday. And let's say the first of the seventh month is Rosh Hashanah, the tenth of the seventh month is Yom Kippur, and the same thing by Pesach. But by Shavuos, the Torah teaches us the 50th day after the offering of the Omer is going to be Shavuos. Because of that, there are many different dinim that come up, that everything is awry, that's one issue, and then there, even within there are other problems. The Gemara learns in Masechet Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says that Atzeret, which means Shavuos, that the Chazal call Shavuos Atzeret. So it says Atzeret Pamim Chamisha, Pamim Shisha, Pamim Shiva, that Shavuos is sometimes on the 5th of Nisan, sometimes the 6th of Sivan, and sometimes the 7th of Sivan. The Gemara learns if they're both Nisan and Iyar Chaser, then it's on the 5th. If Nisan and Iyar Male, it's on the 7th. If one is Male, one is Chaser, it's on the 6th. But there's even more problems with this. The first Magen Avraham in Siman Tav Tzadi Dalet mentions difficulties which are not easy to answer. He says that, first he says that the Cheshbon is, there's a machloket by Hilchot Nida. He once said the din would work out that they really received the Torah on the 7th of Sivan, because the amount of time they required for Tara, you know, would have to wait up to 7 days. And then also the Magen Avraham says, we know that in the Midbar they left on a Thursday. We know that Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim on a Thursday. We know everybody agrees the Torah was given on a Shabbos. So if you do it, if you figure it out, it comes out the Torah was given on the 7th of Sivan. Those are two questions that the Magen Avraham asked. So one of my Rebbeim, Robert Braunspiegel, he should have Refuah Shleima, he would always mention this Magen Avraham. But I can tell you, those questions are Eisenach questions. They're Eisenach kashas. They're not easy to answer. But I want to focus on a different issue, which is also relates to Luach, but it's difficult to kind of sort out. And that has to do with Sveika Dioma. It should come out, you know, we know that in the time when they were Mekadesh al pi ha-re'iya, so Edim would come before the Bezdin and say, we saw the new moon, and then they would send Shluchim out to all the places to tell them when Rosh Chodesh was. So the places that the Shluchim got to would absorb one day, because they knew when Rosh Chodesh was. The places that the Shluchim didn't reach, they would absorb 2 days, because it's Sveika Dioma. That's Aleph Beis. So the question is, though, what about Shavuos? So Shavuos, everybody knows when Shavuos is, because by the time Shavuos rolls around, you knew when Pesach was, and you just do the calculation, I know 50 days later is Shavuos. So it should come out that nobody should be observing Shavuos as 2 days. So that's one question. So the Rambam addresses this. The Rambam says, the Rambam says, we're not going to make a chiluf between different Yom Tovim. In other words, if people are living away from where the Shluchim got, they're too remote, we're not going to say, this Yom Tov you're going to do 2 days, this Yom Tov you're going to do 1 day. The Rambam says, "Ukadei shlo lachlok b'moadot, hetkinu chachamim shekol makom shein shluchei tishrei magin sham, osim shnei yamim afil Yom Tov shel atzeret." The Chachamim established that if you're in a place that the Shluchim for Tishrei don't arrive to you in a timely fashion, so you do 2 days even for Shavuos. Even for Shavuos, you'll do 2 days. Now, it comes out then that when they're observing, so it means they were observing 2 days Yantiv of Shavuos, but they're not observing it really because of Sveika Dioma, right? In other words, they're observing 2 days of Shavuos, but everybody knows the first day is really the 6th of Sivan, and that's the day they're Machzik is the day of Shavuos. So then, is that day stronger or weaker than the other Yamim Tovim? In other words, all the other Yamim Tovim, you're doing Mishum Sveika Dioma. I don't know which day it is. Shavuos, I don't have Sveika Dioma. So is that a weaker Yantiv or a stronger Yantiv? So the Sfarab Shuta, I'd say, it's got to be weaker. I know day one was Yantiv. It's not Yantiv. It's got to be weaker. But the Chasam Sofer says, Punk Faker. The Chasam Sofer says that the second day is really a much stronger Yantiv than the other second days of Yantiv. Because since I see that they began to observe it, not because of a Safek, they observed it, even knowing that it was, makes it stronger. He analogizes it to the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. In other words, so the Chazal teach us that sometimes the Edim would come after the Mincha was brought on the first day of Yantiv, and they still decreed 2 days of Yantiv. So you knew which day was the first day of Rosh Hashanah, but they still decreed 2 days of Yantiv. So you want to say the same thing here. Now, the Chasam Sofer says this, it's in a tshuva, that it related to a problem that arose in the city of Brody. So this relates to a period of time. Rav Shlomo Kluger was the rabbi in Brody. He had tremendous arichus yamim as the rabbi there. He was the rabbi there from 1820 to 1869. So this was in 1831. It's the beginning of his, you know, career. And it's sort of like the end of the career of the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer, I believe, passed away in 1839. So this is in 1831. So what occurred was, there was a man who was on his deathbed on the second day Yontif of Shavuos. And he had no children, and he had a brother in Rome. And they were concerned that, you know, if he dies, then the woman is caught with the Yibum situation, even though it sounds pashut for us today. But this woman was not a woman of means, and the distance from Brody to Rome in those days, you know, she wasn't easily able to go to Rome, so she's going to be stuck, you know, in a very difficult situation. So in the city of Brody, there was another Chacham, Rav Elazar Landau. He was the grandson of the Noda of Yehuda. And he was also a big Talmid Chacham, very Charif, and he wrote a sefer, Yad HaMelech. He wrote a sefer Yad HaMelech, which Rav Zevin brings down was, you know, was still held in high regard even to today. So so he clashed a number of times with Rav Kluger on a number of topics. So one of the issues that they had a disagreement with, and it's not like he'd get on the phone and call Rav Moshe, is he said that he should permit the man to give a get on the second day Yontif Shavuos. In other words, the man's on his deathbed, and this Rav Elazar Landau felt it's appropriate to write the get and deliver the get to the woman on the second day Yontif Shavuos. And he felt that he had a number of svaras, but among the svaras he said, one svara he had was that when a person passes away and the woman is chayiv in Yibum, so al pi Zohar, al pi Kabbalah, his neshama is like still hanging around the woman. And so he felt like if Chazal teach us that Meit B'Yom Tov Rishon Yisasku Bo Yisrael, if I could bury somebody, I could do malach on the second day of Yontif to bury somebody. So he felt, then for this I'm allowed to do also. He's not dead yet, but I could do the. But he had other svaras to say that he could do it. Now one issue that came up was, what's the status of the second day Yontif of Shavuos? So if the status of the second day Yontif of Shavuos is weaker than the Yamim Tovim, then that's a sneef that cuts more to Heter. In other words, if it's a weaker Yontif, then that cuts even more for Heter. So Rav Shlomo Kluger, Paskin, absolutely not. I'm the rabbi of the city, and we're not giving you a get today. But there was still a tumult afterwards, so he wrote a letter to the Chasam Sofer, and he says, you know, I don't want this woman to have time is against me, so please, can you, you know, if you with tshuva, let me hear your opinion, did I do correctly on Yontif? And sometimes you're caught as, you know, sometimes you're a rabbi, people ask, oh, I'll get back to you. Sometimes you need the answer right there. You gotta give the response right away. So that was the situation. So the Chasam Sofer, in his tshuva, he writes that the Chasam Sofer was a rabbi in Pressburg, today Bratislava, so he writes that he was ill from kadachar, I assume means malaria, that's a really modern Hebrew, that's what it means. He's suffering from kadachar, he's in the spa. He says, I don't have all my svarim. Without all his svarim, you should see the tshuva he wrote. He wrote quite a lengthy tshuva without all his svarim. But in the last part of his tshuva, he speaks about the second day Yontif of Shavuos, and he says, it's punk faker. The second day of Shavuos is chamor tvei. It's more chamor, not less chamor. It's more stringent. Since we see that our forebears adopted it, even though they knew the first day was on the calendar, that was it, that makes it more chamor, not less chamor. So that's just a ha'ara to, you know, to speak about. So so that's it with one element with Shavuos, that you know, the second day is a little bit more chamor than the first day. I mean, a little more chamor than the first day, a little chamor than the other second day, the Yontif. What do you got for me, Yossi?
Yes, that's mean that the day that we know when the holidays are, so all second days are more chamorim.
No, 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 no. Here's Achsu. No, here's Achsu, here's Achsu. It means the other holidays, they arose from a Sfeik at Yom. In other words, originally our forebears were Mesupak, which day it was. So Chazal said, Hizaru Minag Botecha Biadechem. Keep the Minag of your forebears.
That's right.
But the forebears did it from Sfeik at Yom. So that's a din in Sfeik at Yom. Here, our forebears, when they observed it from the get-go, was never a Sfeik at Yom. Was never a Sfeik HaDiyoma. So here, in Achinami, today we know the dates. but it's not the same thing. In other words, when I'm observing something because it's sveika diyoma, so that certain dinim apply there. Now he's saying this is even more chamor. That's the way the Chasam Sofer takes it.
It was sveika diyoma, but not now it's sveika diyoma.
Well, I don't understand. Say it again.
It was sveika diyoma, and we didn't have a kanon.
It was never a sveika diyoma. Never a sveika diyoma.
I'm talking about Shavuot.
Well, the other holidays, right. The other holidays were sveika diyoma. So that's where so now it's not a sveika diyoma. Now it's not a sveika diyoma. We're like freezing it. We're preserving the way they did it. This, we're preserving the way they did it also. But the way they did it wasn't because of sveika diyoma. Okay, any other questions, comments, or thoughts? Okay.